For lovers of classic rock or the electric guitar, It Begins and Ends with Jimi Hendrix. And that's especially true in Seattle's Central District, where Hendrix spent many early years of his tumultuous childhood.
They know his relatives, they know his family. He's really important in that particular neighborhood. And he really is their hometown boy made good.
That's Pamela Clement, the Parks Department planner who's been working with a variety of grassroots groups to come up with funding and designs for the park. The final design, chosen last week, is a 2.5-acre park next to the Northwest African American Museum. It's vaguely in the shape of a guitar and includes a walkway that looks like a fretboard. Ivana Bagley is with the landscape design firm Marase, which created the plans.
We really kind of started from the center and from the heart of the guitar shape. And so the body of the guitar are mounds, and you can kind of sit up high on these mounds underneath a row of paulownia trees, which will bloom purple, as sort of this purple haze in the spring.
And, of course, there will be ample room for anyone who wants to yell, "Excuse me while I kiss the sky!" But Clement says it's not all about rock and roll.
It wasn't just going to be this Jimi Hendrix Park memorial place, but the idea was to really enliven it and to make it a place that people in the neighborhood would want to come and visit.
The park is being funded by donations from Hendrix's stepsister, Janie, and a $500,000 neighborhood matching fund. The Friends of Jimi Hendrix Park will begin their fundraising efforts next month. Vanessa Romo, KPLU News.